This afternoon, we'd like to see the title, Jews and Multitude, in the book of Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 through 17. For online course pupils of the world, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. What type of a seal is the sealed the servant of God? The question one, what type of a seal is the sealed the servant of God? Number two, in verses 4 through 8, two tribes of Israel are omitted. Why? Question 2. In verses 4 through 8, two tribes of Israel are omitted. Why? The last question in verse 9. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. Who is a great multitude? Who is the great multitude? So here, chapter 6, verse 9, basically talked about the beheaded martyrs. So basically, chapter 6, Jesus ordered the angels, opened the seal. So when, angels opened the seal, so the first seal was opened, Antichrist come in chapter 6. The second seal was opened, the war broke on the earth. The third seal was opened, famine occurred on the earth. The fourth seal was opened, death occurred on the earth. The fifth seal opened, martyrs occurred on the earth. The sixth seal, cosmic misery occurred in the whole universe. Then, today, chapter 7 talks about. So, chapter 7, the parenthetical portion. Before chapter 8. Chapter 8 in verse 1 talks about the seventh seal, or the last seal talks about. So here, after these things I saw, I is John, the Apostle John. Basically, Apostle John wrote down the God's word. Actually, God told his word to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ delivered God's word to angels. Angels delivered Jesus' word to John. So basically, the writer is John. How can we know? Chapter 1 talks about the procedure. I, John, saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth. So here, four corners. What do four corners mean? Here, we can understand next verse 2 said, then I saw another angel ascending from the east. So east means, we can understand, four corners means direction. The east bound, west bound, north bound, south bound. So at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. So four winds of the earth, which meaning eastbound wind, westbound wind, northbound wind, southbound wind. That the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. This kind of wind, not like a normal wind, this is like a typhoon, heavy stormy wind. So how can we imagine? Because in the previous chapter 6, a lot of the bad happening occurred on the earth. So the first seal opened, the second seal opened, the war occurred, the third seal opened, famine occurred, the fourth seal opened, death occurred, the fifth seal opened, martyrs occurred, the sixth seal opened, cosmic catastrophe occurs. So here, the wind, you know, heavy wind, not like, you know, typhoon kind of thing, which we have never experienced kind of thing. Should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Verse 2. Then I saw another angel ascending from the eastbound, having the seal of the living God. So that angel has the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the earth. So basically, he cried it out because whenever the seal is opened, a lot of harming, a lot of, you know, punishment thing would occur on the earth. That's why he cried out. It was granted to harm or to punish the earth and the earth. So as you know, the great tribulation is created by God. Why? Because God wants to punish Satan, devil, all follows over devils, you know, kind of thing. That's why, you know, God allows angel meaning messenger, you know, over in, you know, a God's message, angels to bring punishment, to harm the earth. Saying, verse 3, that angel said, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. Here is a seal meaning, do not harm the earth until we have sealed the servants of our God. So basically, to seal, why? Because in order to protect the servants of our God from harm on the earth. That's why, you know, seal here. So verse 3, you know, seal is different from the previous chapter seal. Previous chapter seal, whenever seal is open, a lot of bad things will occur. Here seal, in order to protect the group of servants of our God from a lot of bad happening or punishment on earth. That's why sealed the servant of our God on their foreheads. So the next question, what are the servant of our God? So verse 4 answers, and I heard, John heard, the number of those who were sealed. So those who were sealed, 144,000 tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. So here, the servant of God are 144,000 sealed tribes of the children of Israel. So basically, 144,000 Jewish people sealed are the servants of our God. So basically, God protect a particular Jewish people in the Great Tribulation. How many? 144,000. Who says so? The Bible said. Bible never say 144,000 Jehovah's Witnesses. No. Or 144,000 Calvary Chapel Christians. No. Bible simply said 144,000 tribes of children of Israel. So no, you know, the allegory interpretation at all, unless the Bible itself says allegoric interpretation, we cannot, you know, allegorize. Here, Bible plain and simple language said 144,000 of all the tribes of children of Israel were sealed, period. Then each tribe come out. Tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. So here we should know that the Israel or Jacob's name changed to Israel. So Jacob had 12 sons, but in the Old Testament, usually Levi was omitted while the Jewish people are accounted why? Because the Levi is workers for temple. That's the reason. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 1 said, the priest, the Levite, all the tribe of Levi, shall have no part nor inheritance with Israel. They shall eat the offerings of the Lord made by fire and his portion. So basically, Levites are not allowed to receive any portion from Israel. So they, you know, just leave it, you know, on offering. You know, the Jewish people made an offering to God. So they eat on the portion of the offerings to God. You know, that's just a Levite. So that's why the Levite was often omitted to accounting 12 tribes of Israel. So one son was omitted. So Torah son come out 11 sons. So how can you make 12, you know, tribes? Then is Joseph had two sons. Joseph had two sons. One is Ephraim. The second one is Manasseh. So Manasseh, you know, the first son, you know, Ephraim, you know, second son. So usually Ephraim, you know, first come, because Ephraim's children more than, you know, Manasseh's, you know, children. So that way Ephraim, you know, come in first time. So Ephraim, Manasseh were the grandsons of Jacob, not sons. So two grandsons replaced Levi, then coming to 12 tribes of Israel. So often like that. So if we account Joseph and Levi, so we can, you know, totally 14 sons name come out, you know, Levi, Eliab, Levi, Joseph, you know, so that is the 14 come. But here 5 through 8, two tribes name were omitted. Number one, Ephraim, no Ephraim right here. Number two, Dan. The question, why two tribes, Ephraim and Dan, were omitted? That question. So that question answer, so can you open the Bible, Judges chapter 18, verses 30 and 31. Marta, can you read them in Judges chapter 18, verses 30 and 31? So Dan. Judges chapter 18, verses 30 and 31.
And the children of Dan set up the graven image, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests of to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. And they set them up upon Michael's great image, which he made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh.
Okay, thank you. Right here, the Dan children worshiped carved image. So basically, idol worshippers. That's why, you know, Dan tribe's names was you know, omitted, you know, in particular chapter, you know, 7. Also, the First Kings chapter 12, verses 28-29, and talks about Dan city, the one golden calf, you know, was sit down, you know, right there. Here that said, he set up one in Pathel, and the other he put in Dan. So two calves of gold. Basically, the founder king of a northern country named Israel, the king asked the other brothers, made two calves of gold, and said to the people, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem in southbound in Judah country. Here are your gods or your idols, or Israel, which brought you up from the land of Egypt. And he set up one in Pathor, one golden calf in Pathor, and the other one he put in Dan. So basically Dan tribes, Dan's children were idol worshippers. That's why Dan tribe was probably omitted in the 144,000 sealed of Israelite or sealed in Jews. Also Ephraim, you know, also same thing, Hosea chapter 7, verses 1 through 7, so particular verse 4, they are all adulterers, like an oven heated by a baker. All adulterers, which means spiritual adulterers. So, you know, the Bible considers the children of God as, you know, brides. So the God is in a bridegroom, and also Jesus Christ himself a bridegroom, all Christians a bride. So a bride, you know, should love, you know, only bridegroom. But here there is Ephraim, that is children of Ephraim loved, you know, other bridegrooms than God. So that's why God said, you know, all adulterers, is no exception, all adulterers, who there's Ephraim. That's why two tribes' name were likely omitted. Right here, no Ephraim, no Dan. Judah, Reuben, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, Benjamin, only 12. Then verse 9, after these things, I, John, looked and behold a great multitude which no one could number. We cannot, you know, number. So a lot of people, a great multitude of all nations, not only Israel, all nations. So here, tribes, peoples, tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Lamb is indicating Jesus Christ, and you know, Lamb, clothed with white robes and palm branches in their hand. Right, your question is, who is the great multitude? There is, in this context, that we can see verse 14. Verse 14 said, they are the ones who come out of the great tribulation. The answer is, who is the great multitude here? These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation. So those people come out of great tribulation. How can you know that? Because chapter 6 verse 9, the book of Revelation chapter 6 verse 9, our previous chapter in particular, it talks about when he opens the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. Basically, because they kept God's word, they got God's testimony, that's why they were slain or they were martyred. So those people is martyred people. So martyrs, you know, which the great multitude talks about, you know, out of, you know, great tribulation. Then here also clothed with white robes. The white robes, you know, it doesn't mean white robes. White robes means, you know, chapter 19, verse 8, book of Revelation talks about, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, or white, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous act of the saints. So here, white robes or fine linen, clean and bright, you know, stand for righteousness. So how can be righteous? How can we be righteous? Only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Only by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Philippians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9, said, disciple, you know, basically said, my righteousness is not come from law. Here, verse 9, be found in him, or in Jesus Christ, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law. From the law meaning keeping, you know, own certain regulation. That is, which is from the law. But that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. So this righteousness through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. So therefore, white robes, which meaning those great multitude believed in the Lord Jesus Christ through Jesus' bloodshed by faith. That's why they are deemed as righteous. So white robes with palm branches. What is the symbol of a palm branches? Palm branch is a symbol of worship. So how can I know? Because of Matthew chapter 21 verses 8 through 9, Jesus entered into Jerusalem, and a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees, the palm trees, and spread them on the road. Then the multitude who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna. Hosanna means save now to the Son of David, or salvation to Son of God. Blessed he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. So basically, therefore, white robes is a symbol of righteousness through the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Palm branches is a symbol of worship. In their hands and crying out with a loud voice, saying, right here, salvation belongs to our God. That's similar. Hosanna to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is very similar. Hosanna meaning save now. Salvation belongs to our God. So, not through the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot be saved, who sits on the throne. So, our God who sits on the throne, our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and four living creatures, or four angels, and fell on their face before the throne and worshiped God, saying, verse 12, amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor, power, might be to our God forever, forever. This is called as worship. Worship simply honor God, glorify God. So everything is called worship. You know, thanksgiving to God, honor to God, power to God, might to God, glory to God, blessing to God, wisdom to God. How long? Forever, forever. That is, you know, worshiping. So we can see chapter 4, verse 11, you know, also worship here, 24 elders worshiping the Lord. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Also, chapter 5, verse 12, when Jesus took a scroll out of his right hand, also the people worshiped the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing, you know, as well. So then, verse 13, then one of the elders answered, saying to me, to John, who are these arrayed in white robe? Or who are these great multitudes? arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? Where did they come from? And John said to him, John said to the elder, sir, you know. Then, so he said to me, the elder said to me, the elder answered John, these are the ones who come out of great tribulation, and washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So only by faith alone in Jesus Christ we can be white, or we can be righteous. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. So here in a great tribulation come out, here they become a servant. So all churches was already raptured with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. So here, the great martyr excluded the raptured in the churches. So we can see chapter 20, verse 4, book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 4, you know, John said, I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them, or judgment power was given to them. You hear them meaning the raptured church. Chapter 3, verse 21, Jesus said, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Basically, raptured church allowed to sit together with the Lord Jesus Christ on the throne. So that's why, you know, the rapture in the churches. So before great tribulation, when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, so those people will be caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, who is coming again. That's called raptured church. So here, but if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior right now, but here, great tribulation occurs. If it occurs, that moment, you will lose your opportunity to be a member of a raptured church. So that moment, only one way you could be saved through martyred or beheaded saint in great tribulation. So for salvation way, two ways. One is hard way, the other one easy way. Yesterday, Horizon's Mission House, you know, alarm system was out of order. So I called, you know, alarm security guy, you know, he told me, oh, Wayne, you know, here is easy way, hard way, you know, easy way, just in the main box, you know, turn on, you know, check it, you know, just a couple of minutes, it will be done. Hard way, you know, every single box, you know, check that, you know, which one do you like, you know, he asked me. Then, you know, I answered, you know, for salvation, same way, you know, two way, easy way, hard way, or, you know, you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the right way, so you will be raptured in heaven. So you wouldn't go through the great tribulation at all. That's the easy way. Hard way, if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as right now, you will go through the great tribulation. Only one way in that time, you must be martyred. You must be slain for the word of God, for Jesus. You know, through that, which way, you know, you should choose, you know. We share the gospel in that way, the same way. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and you know, verse 3, you know, disciple Paul said, do you not know that we shall judge angels? We shall judge angels. Angels meaning, you know, fallen angel here, devil. So, because, you know, we, you know, as because of the Lord Jesus Christ, the giver, the judgment authority to us, so we, you know, the millennium kingdom starting point, you know, we have a right to judge, you know, devils, you know, angels, so put them, you know, into bottomless pit, you know. How much more things that pertain this life. Also, chapter 20, verse 4, the back part said, then I saw, John saw, the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands. His meaning, not received his mark on their foreheads, which meaning 666, to buy some food through devil economical system. So without number 666, you could not buy anything kind of thing. So had not received his mark, devil's mark on their foreheads, on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So chapter 20, verse 4, two groups talk about. One group, and I saw thrones, they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. So John saw one group, somebody sat with the Lord Jesus Christ together. So on judgment seat, so they received judging power. But the other group I saw beheaded witness, the other group, second group. So two groups are right there. So basically here, the second group talks about death, chapter 20, verse 4. So chapter 7, verse 14 and 15 and 16. They shall neither hunger anymore, nor thirst anymore. Obviously, with the Lord Jesus Christ, there will no hunger, nor thirst, nor heat, nor strike them. So we know that last week, Sister Debbie, she passed away. So right now she is with the Lord and forever. Obviously, there is no thirst, no hunger, no sorrow. Was she got stroke? So then 2 weeks later, she passed away. But for the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne, so Lamb, which means the Lord Jesus Christ, in the midst of the throne, will shepherd them. So our the true shepherd, only one, the Lord Jesus Christ, and lead them to living fountains of waters. And God will wipe away every tear, no more sorrow from their eyes. So Luke chapter 21, verse 36, and Jesus said, which therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things, to escape all these great tribulation, horrible things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So you have two options. Number one, right now you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. So you are going to be raptured when Jesus is coming again in heaven. That is the easy way and safe way. But the number two, hard way, when you do not accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior right now, so after the rapture, you will go through a great tribulation. So you only one way, you will be martyrs for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the word of God. Then you could be saved. So you should choose right now. So each question, let's see. In verse 3, saying, do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees till we have sealed the servant of our God on their foreheads. What type of a seal is the seal, the servant of God? Here the seal is to protect the servants of God, which are 144,000 sealed Jewish people from the great tribulation. This is a seal, not the destroy, not seal to harm. Here is a seal to protect, not to harm, to protect the seal. That's different. Question, in verse 4 through 8, two tribes of Israel are omitted. Why? One Dan tribe, the other one Ephraim. Both of them idolatries, because they worshippers other gods than God the Father, God. The last question in verse 9, after this thing I looked and behold a great multitude which no one could number it, of all nations, tribes, peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands. Who is a great multitude? In verse 14 says, ones who come out of the great tribulation, beheaded martyrs. So here's not church, not rapture church, beheaded martyrs. Okay, let's just sing song all together, page 40, number 5, we close today in Bible study.